Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
Manager of our Milwaukee Brewers, Pat Murphy.
Hey, look, when we want to get tossed, there's ways to do it. There's buttons to push, I promise you.
Oh, fantastic.
Words to say and buttons to push.
This is Brewers 360.
Brewers open a three-game set with the Diamondbacks tonight at American Family Field.
Arizona.
It'll be a 6:40 first pitch. Brewers 360 is sponsored by Outdoor Living Unlimited and Cannon and Dunphy. Joined on Brewers 360 this morning by the manager, Pat Murphy. Morning, Murph.
How you doing?
Hey, really excited to ask you about this. I thought I loved what you said about starter Kyle Harrison's outing on Sunday as he pitched six shutout innings, had 12 Ks. But you were quick to say, yeah, he did it. But you praised your catcher, William Contreras, who's my vote for MVP every year on this team until somebody else rises up. The game that William Contreras calls and how he manages all these different personalities and many of them young pitchers. I thought that was great that you pointed that out.
Well, I mean, I think that position in baseball is underrated. What the catcher still does in baseball, calling pitches, reading swings, you know, having the grueling, you know, the way these guys throw the ball today, it's a lot more grueling than it's ever been before, meaning the stuff is so much better. And these are young pitchers. He's catching guys that have pitched very little in the big leagues, and we're trying to be the best, you know, and these are very inexperienced guys. That William does a lot in making him and our pitching staff, our pitching coaches do a lot to make these guys come of age, if you will. And I don't think William gets enough credit for what he does, and he wants to do it every single day. You know, he can be misunderstood sometimes because of his demeanor and his stoic way, but I think you're right. I think he's MVP every chance you can mention it. I think it's worth noting.
Well, you've got, and to the point of him being stoic, Murph, you got enough voices in the clubhouse, guys. Not everybody's going to be a rah-rah guy. Not everybody's going to be a fire-up-the-troops guy. I mean, William just leads by example, and the results speak for themselves. You need guys like that, too.
I no question about it. You know, especially guys from a different culture. You know, it's like they have to find their mark in the game. I think it's really remarkable what these guys do. They come over here. It's a totally different culture. And, you know, they adjust. And there's a lot of motivation to adjust. There's a lot of zeros in those paychecks, you know. But it's amazing the way they do adjust and become great teammates, become great team members. And, that's what you kind of look for. But it takes a while. I mean, it's not easy on these guys.
Hey, Murph, what do you make of Quinn Priester's second rehab start? Sounds like he walked a few batters, had a little bit of trouble finding the strike zone. Is that just standard ops for someone just getting going, or is there anything concerning there?
Well, there's the type of injury he has, the thoracic outlet. You know, it's nerve-related, and there's not enough space in there, so things squeeze on the nerve, and we do everything we can to try to calm that down, and it takes time, but it also affects, when you're talking about nerves, it affects the touch and feel of everything. So he hasn't been able to really find that touch and feel in terms of like the command and pitching. So it's going to be a while. But there's nobody attacking this the way Quinn is. I mean, he is just adamant about getting himself right. And, you know, he's still a young pitcher. You know, he's very, very young. And last year was his first really full season, or not quite full, but, you know, an extended season in the big league. So he's a very young pitcher too. And, but we're very hopeful that he can make it back because, you know, we don't have that margin for error. Like I've said, we got to thread the needle.
Brewers manager Pat Murphy is with us this morning. Don't want to spend the entire time on injuries, though we certainly could, Murph. But any update on Jackson Churio? I know he's been swinging the bat again. Got to be time to get him a rehab start pretty soon, right?
We're getting really close. We've been conservative, and I think that's a smart thing for a kid with this future. But, we're getting close. It could be very, very soon. We'll find out more today. And then same with Andrew Vaughn. could be getting close. They both look great. They both look like they could play right now. But you got to go through all the steps. I think Vaughn gets scanned today again, so they know for sure. He sees the surgeon today, and then I think they'll be off to rehab assignments and hopefully back very soon. Yelich is a little further behind than that, but he's progressing very, very well. And all those guys are working their tail off, you know. Jared Koenig, another key member, hasn't started throwing yet, but it's fairly soon. I think he'll be the last one that you'll see ready to go. But those five are pretty important pieces.
What do you make of the power outage? Obviously, with those guys out, that's part of it, right? When you don't have some of those big boppers.
Yeah, you take everybody's 2-3-5 hitter out of their lineup and let me know how the power outage is.
I was thinking about the wind yesterday. We had 70-mile-per-hour wind gusts yesterday. It'd been great to have a game, get one up in the jet stream. That ball would land in Lake Michigan.
Well, unfortunately, both teams hit, so maybe not.
Well,
maybe not.
Not always work out well.
Yeah. You know, power is funny. Power is something, and people come to know this when they watch the game a long time. You know, power is really thrown. You know, you don't see. One time I did a project for my son. My young son was coming up in the game, and I said, I'm going to show you Joey Votto. I'm going to show you all his extra base hits. And I was thinking I was going to see a variety of pitches that he hit, you know. And about every one of the extra base hits was a ball kind of middle, you know, whether it was a mistake or whatever. It wasn't the type of pitch, but the location of the pitch was kind of middle. And I've always remembered that. Like, pitches, home runs and extra base hits are thrown. They have to be in a location that you're capable of doing that. And if we've been pitched very, very tough. People respect the Brewers so much, and the pitchers against us have done a great job thus far. So sometimes power outage is more about the guys you're facing. When you face Skeens and Skubal, you know, and they're as good as they were, the other kid from Detroit, Mize, you're not going to get pitches to hit home runs on all the time. Sometimes you do, but, and then you couple in the fact that we're playing with so many guys that, you know, don't have the experience. So, yeah, I think that explains it.
Well, no kidding, Murph. Eric and I were fortunate enough to have the fancy company seats. We were behind the plate for Skeens on Friday night.
Holy cow.
even sitting 12 rows back, the movement on all of those balls and then take the speed on top of it. I mean, the guy was unhittable.
He's a freak. You know, he's a freak. It's like if you went in to play, you know, Kobe, or you went in to play Jordan, and you know, it's a team game, and they lose as much as the other team sometimes. But when Skeens the other night, that's high level stuff. And I don't think many teams would have beat him. You know, we're decimated when you lose three guys in the middle of your order, not just three guys, three in the middle of your order that have proven track records. One being an MVP, one being one of the best players, young players in the game, Trujillo. You know, it's really hard to win plus the way Skeens threw the ball. He was fabulous.
What are the rules on dropping a bunt there late? I mean, obviously there was the perfect game was broken up, but like, is there ever a moment where you're like, hey, you know what? Let's put one down and see if we can get a guy on base.
Well, one, it's not that easy to put one down.
Right, sure.
Watched a lot of
just drop one down. Yeah, you guys make it look
but
easy.
Just do it on command. No, I mean, that is definitely a strategy for us. Anytime it's a strategy, but it's the context of the game. If you're down five and, you know, you're late in the game, you're trying to get on base, believe me, but, you know, that's maybe not the only way to do it, but it's definitely in a close game, in a 0-0 game, absolutely drop a bunt down. We're not trying to build that guy's, you know, baseball card. I'm trying to win the game. And if bunting is part of our deal, we'll bunt.
Well, Star Wars night was a blast anyway.
Well, then, if they're mad about us bunting, then we're mad about them shoving it up our butts.
Yeah.
You know?
I like it. Brewers manager Pat Murphy, we open a series against the Diamondbacks
tonight.
Thanks, Murph.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, that's a 6:40 first pitch tonight at American Family Field.
Arizona.